This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The chair of South Dakota's Public Utilities Commission says a new transmission line between Big Stone City and the Brookings County community of White provides numerous benefits for the state and the region. Christy Fegan says the line makes electricity more dependable and provides alternative energy opportunities.
First of all, it decreases congestion. So we had lines that were overloaded. Also, it increases reliability not only for South Dakota and our local area, but the whole upper Midwest, the region. And the third thing that this project does is increases the capacity to allow us to put natural gas generation, to put renewable generation on transmission. So it has opened up three areas for us in South Dakota and in our region.
The Big Stone Brookings area connection is part of a multi-state network that will eventually stretch from Ellendale, North Dakota to the Twin Cities. Fegan says the transmission line is part of the CapEx 2020 project. It's an effort comprised of 11 utility companies based in South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. She says projects like this help out taxpayers because the cost is spread out over several different states instead of just South Dakota footing the bill. The Freeman School District will opt out of the state property tax freeze for 5 years. Voters approved the request by the district yesterday. 52% of the roughly 700 people who voted approved the plan. The Freeman School District will now have $600,000 a year for the next 5 years. Superintendent Kevin Coons says declining enrollment and dropping state aid have brought about deficit spending. A former employee of Global Aquaponics in Sioux Falls is suing the company. Greg Selberg says the firm is a, quote, sham corporation, unquote. Selberg filed his lawsuit Tuesday. He says he was misled about the company's fraudulent activities. Officials from Global Aquaponics and former executive Tim Burns did not respond to comment. You're with SDPB.